You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Honey, I really enjoyed your conversation with Catherine Gray.
Yeah, I knew you would. And, you know, I'm sorry you didn't get to talk to her directly after the interview, but we were kind of rushed.
She was busy.
She was busy and our reception wasn't that good.
It wasn't that great. She was in London, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's not in London. She's, I think, Brighton.
In Brighton.
Yeah, right. Which is outside of London, but in the UK. And we got it done. We got the interview done.
We did.
But, you know, while I'm doing the interview, I'm often thinking about what you'll talk about with our guest.
I don't know how you think about what I'll be thinking about, because all I can think about is what I'll be thinking about.
So Catherine Gray is a world-renowned best-selling author. She's written the Unexpected Joy series of books. And her first one is The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober.
Right.
There's also The Unexpected Joy of Being Single. And
there's six books.
There's six books. Mm-hmm. Her latest book, which is Warm, Sober Spring, she invited me to write an essay in.
I know. You got published in that. It's very cool.
I got published in it, and she put me in the acknowledgments.
Mm-hmm. She said she is going to keep you in the introductions now, too, isn't she?
Yeah, in the acknowledgments. Yes,
we're going to hold her to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple things that we talked about. We talked about being a later in life mom-to-be.
Right.
Which I don't really have experience with. Obviously, you don't have experience with that.
No, I mean, later in life, I'm experiencing, but the mom-to-be thing.
No, you didn't have that.
I'm the dad-to-be.
Both of us had our kids in our 30s, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. You were in your 30s when you had Lily and Nora.
Seems pretty average these days, I think. Or at least at the time that I had kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like 20 years ago, it was kind of the average time. So
24.
24 years ago. 20-ish. So, you know, I think what's happening now, and we talked about this yesterday, is that people are waiting. Women are waiting. They have careers that they don't want to leave to have a baby. So they want to continue to engage in their careers. They're waiting longer to find partners. And so they're starting, you know, they're trying later,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What I thought might intrigue you about Catherine is that she's sober. And
I do like that about her. I mean, it's one of the very first places I got in with her was just, I felt that sort of presence in the moment and her ability to really connect with people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, you and I could maybe talk about, so neither of us were prepared when our kids were born to deal with life on life's terms.
No, I think I had my kids thinking they would help me deal with life on life's terms, not add to the terms that life was dealing me at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we don't have experience of being sober before our kids were born. Both of us got sober after our kids were born.
Yeah. In fact, I remember people saying, don't wait until you're ready because you'll never be ready.
Mm-hmm. To have kids.
Yeah. And it felt like Catherine was saying she was ready.
It did feel like that, didn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
What I really liked were a couple of things, or I liked how she said she was preparing herself because she knew that it's stressful, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to scare anybody off, but you and I have talked about this a bunch. Like, people have kids to bring them closer to their partner. You're shaking your head.
Well, you're going to get closer. It's just not in the way that you expect.
All right. Well, talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think it becomes more work for a while. And I'm friends with a couple of men now that are having, that have pregnant wives, and they're about to step into fatherhood for the first time.
Right.
And I don't really have anything to offer other than, you know, it's going to be a one day at a time thing, and you're going to be different when it's over.
Yeah.
Or not even when it's over, but you're going to be different because of it.
Right. But the idea, at least for me, of taking care of myself was not at the forefront when my kids were born.
It's hard to keep that balance. And I think many people, I know I lost my balance in that time because I began thinking that taking care of my family at the expense of myself was taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a diminishing returns equation. You can only give so much until you have to take for yourself. I think we were listening to a meditation this morning that talked about an act of love was for your family was to take care of yourself.
Right. If anyone had articulated that to me, I didn't hear it.
No, nobody had told me that either. It wasn't really like in the top five, prepare yourself to be a father list of things to do.
No, you got the nursery set up. You got like all the stuff.
Well, you needed a financial plan.
Right.
You needed a 5-year plan was a big deal back in I think in the time when we were having kids 20 years ago, that idea that you needed to know where you were going to be in 5 years.
It was more about logistics, wasn't it, than actually like emotionally preparing yourself.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, there's that whole mommy wine culture, right? Like, mommy deserves a cocktail. You know, there are t-shirts dedicated to it. Our friend Stephanie Wilder Taylor famously wrote that book, Sippy Cups Are Not for Chardonnay.
One of the best titles ever.
Ever. Shout out to her.
Mm-hmm.
Also been a guest on the show.
I mean, how many concerts have you and I been to and seen moms with sippy cups?
Yes. Filled with Chardonnay
and
something.
No baby in sight. Like, they got a sippy cup and no baby in sight.
Yeah. So as a sober mom-to-be, Catherine was preparing. She has thought about this and is preparing herself for what happens when this baby's born.
Mm-hmm.
And how does she take care of herself so that she doesn't reach for a drink?
Yeah, what were some of the ways she said that she was preparing for herself?
Her options might be like long walks, near the sea, because she's she
loves being near the ocean.
She loves being near the ocean. She talked about meditating.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of really just taking time for herself and whatever that looked like. And remember, one of the other things we were struck by was I asked her about the change that occurred in her after she got sober. And she said that she discovered that she was more of an introvert.
Right. She had thought that being out and being social was more who she was.
Right.
And then she preferred sort of that walk on the beach.
Yes.
Being at home in the evening alone, enjoying that quiet time with herself.
Yeah, because she realized she was going out to drink.
Yeah. Well, I think the great thing about that, too, is when you accept that part about yourself, when you take the time, you know, they say to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that oftentimes that phrase is sort of jumped over as a go-to, as an answer for something. But the answer is often to get to know yourself better, right?
Yes.
Get to understand who you are, what you need outside of the world in order to be happy and be satisfied. I think that's what Catherine was kind of giving us a hint to, that
mm-hmm.
she had taken the time to see what she needed in her life
right.
to be a good mom to this new baby that was coming her way.
Yes. Later in life. Mm-hmm. Haha. She's only 41.
Well, that's another something I want to talk about real quick. Because I think, I don't know if you remember me talking to her, but I looked up during the interview that the average life expectancy of a human being since 2020 has grown 7 years.
Mm.
So people are living longer. 7 years is almost a decade, right?
Yeah.
So in turn, all of these natural biological processes that we've responded to in the world and the expectation that society has given us, right? Oh, you should get married by this age and you should have your job figured out and a child by this age and your kids should be in college. Those are just naturally moving further out anyway, right? So back in the day, 30 was a pretty ideal. 32, I always thought 32 was the target, you know, to have a kid.
Yeah.
And now that target is moving. They're saying, you know, if we just hold to statistics and we look that 7 years of life is added to the average human being, having a child at 38 and 40 seems more like a target range, but yet the expectations of, like we talked about,
geriatric
pregnancies. Yeah. Like that's a term that you have to fight, right?
And she said they've taken it away in London. Like in the UK, they don't say that anymore, but they still do here in the States.
Yeah. And what happens is you could be a very healthy female who's ready to have a baby at 38, 39 years old, and yet this label is thrown on you that you have to fight mentally through.
Yes.
And I wanted to just state, like, hey, That's bullshit.
You
can be in whatever frame of mind you want as long as you're clear and healthy and step into this thing with confidence. Don't let people tell you what you can and can't do is kind of where I think Catherine was going to with it. And I was supporting her. I was just saying, I believe that there is enough real information out there to say that 40 is not too old to have a baby and you are not risking anything.
Well, there is egg quality. Egg quality is a factor.
Yeah.
And it does diminish, and that's statistically proven.
Right. Well, don't be too afraid. And don't be afraid of labels, and find people who also believe in what you're doing and move towards those people, whether they're doctors or doulas or midwives.
Yeah, I think rely on your medical professional and forget everybody else. Right?
Sure. That's a good idea.
Is there anything else you want to say about Catherine?
No, she's lovely. You guys should check out her book series. We'll have them in the show notes.
Yep.
Check out the interview from yesterday.
Please.
The sound quality came out good, even though the video quality wasn't great.
Right.
But it was a great conversation, hon. You guys hit it off really well.
Yeah, she's a friend. I just love her.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. And what another great episode, honey.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I love working with you.
Aw.
Yeah. So, hon, we have some Patreon shout-outs for the month of May.
Yes, we do.
All right, and some recurring ones. So
yeah, so excited.
Have? Yeah.
I'm going to lead off with Cute Booty Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Right,
that sounds familiar.
Right, Cute Booty Lounge was a concept born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004. We love Kelly.
Yep, there's an episode about that.
But she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly the booty.
Oh, she nailed it.
Oh, yeah, and that she wanted them to be polished enough so that you could like wear them out and about.
Mm-hmm.
She has these amazing scrunch booty pockets. That's her signature. And Cute Booty Lounge is made for women and by women right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. I wear mine all the time. And what do people always say to me, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty.
Right?
Exactly. So the next one we have is the How to Do the Pot podcast.
I know. This is a great one for us, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Particularly for us.
But we are so happy to have this podcast.
Yes, we are.
Sponsor us.
And speaking of women, because we talked about female and minority-owned mm-hmm. for Kelly, did you know that 3 out of 4 women in the U.S. have legal access to weed? But most women still have a lot of questions.
As we all do.
So How to Do the Pot podcast is demystifying cannabis for women. Every week, you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
And it's hosted by the fabulous
Ellen Scanlon.
Yes, Ellen Scanlon, who was a previous guest on this show.
Right. So mm-hmm. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis.
Awesome.
If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women for women, listen to How to Do the Pot podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the name.
Mm-hmm. And it's also in the show notes.
Uh-huh. Who else do we have?
We have Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
LMFT.
Right. So she's a licensed trauma therapist and certified EMDR therapist. Which means, you were going to ask, right? What does that mean?
Honey, what does that mean?
She has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma, and she's doing something pretty incredible. It's called EMDR Intensives.
This is pretty unique.
Yeah. So there's a concierge curated program. It's just for you. EMDR intensive range from half a day to several days and are the equivalent, get this, of 2 to 5 months of weekly therapy.
Wow. They're cramming it in there, huh?
And now some people may ask, what is EMDR? And you're going to explain it, right?
Yes. EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. By simply stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps to heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories. It's also been used effectively to treat a wide range of mental health problems such as PTSD, depression, anxiety, grief, and phobias.
Yeah, and so what's so cool about these intensives is that they allow you to unpack the past and the pain without having to deal with everyday stuff like carpooling or morning meetings and presentations.
And this intensive format decreases treatment time and saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you? Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, you can click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today.
That's right. Don't live with the pain of the past traumas any longer than you have to. Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, is located in Woodland Hills, California. Her website is www.mercedescusick, that's CUSICK.com.
Yeah, good spelling again, hon.
I tried.
And then last but definitely not least is Kathleen Hahn.
Still shouting out Kathleen out there in the East Coast.
Yeah, well, she is still supporting us and we are so grateful. Hi, yeah, Kathleen.
Kathleen, hey.
It's your shout out.
Thanks for being a shout out fan and a Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't even really have anything to promote right now, but she just wants to support us. And she, you know, is a patron every month. And we so, so appreciate you.
Yeah, we're grateful to all you patrons for helping us to bring you more and more content and storytelling.
Right. This show is supported by you. So it is our pleasure to shout you out. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avant House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.